Just after 3.30, Kimbo on the Roach with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Not a bad day outside, a little bit windy. We're here thanks to McGain Real Estate. That's why everywhere you go, there's a sign popping up saying sold by McGain again. Just a reminder, a little later, Miles Bergman from the Port Adelaide Footy Club will be joining us.
Is he a golfer?
I would imagine many footballers find it quite cathartic to play golf.
They'll all be it. Live, won't they?
Depends how they perform, Roach. Live Golf is without doubt one of the biggest events now in South Australia, whether it be sport or entertainment. We're lucky enough to have the Executive Tournament Director of Live Golf, Nick Haslam, with us again. How are you, Nicky?
Kim, I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on, boys.
No, we know how busy you are at the moment. We love this event. It's its second year. We want to help where we can. Is it sold out yet?
It's grounds tickets are exhausted for Saturday, but there are still grounds available on Friday and Sunday.
Okay. Right. Now, how can people get those tickets? We've been getting a lot of correspondence. How can people get hold of a ticket now?
Livegolf.com.
That's as simple as that.
Perfect. Hey, Nick, out of curiosity,
yep.
Was it strategic or accidental that you got it alongside the Anzac Day holiday so people can then make a 4-day trip to Adelaide?
Yeah, well, it's definitely advantageous, Roach, but yeah. It's accidental.
Oh, good accident.
Really? Safe answer.
Good accident.
It means that the Pro-Am is going to be on tomorrow rather than the Thursday when it's normally on.
Yep.
As you said, it's a great opportunity. It's school holidays here, but great opportunity for people to make a four-day weekend of it if they're coming from interstate.
Take it that it was strategic. You say it was all your thinking.
Yeah, it's a global schedule that the tournament works around. So, that's the dates we got. But, the forecast looks good. We had great weather last year. It's looking clear. So we can't wait. The place is looking really good. We've spent a lot of time. It's 50% bigger capacity this year, 30% bigger hospitality. And the course is looking outstanding. Rowan Damon and the Grange Golf team have done Grange Golf Club team have done a great job. So we can't wait to get started on Friday.
All right. It was voted the world's best golf event in 2023 by World Golf Awards. We had 77,000 there. You said you've increased the attendance, 30%? So will we get 100,000 there this weekend?
Well, yeah, we will get some big numbers. I won't put a number on what it will be, but it will be a big increase. It will feel bigger and better, and it feels that now as I'm walking through the fan village. But it's exciting. We've got, I think 42% of ticket purchases are from interstate. So that popularity nationally has really shown it's been a good investment by the Malinauskas government,
and
it's just great to be a part of this event.
Yeah, he's very popular, Pete, at the moment, Peter Malinauskas. Now, for those that can't get there, we're covering it on SEN. You can catch up with Paddy Welsh, who's been covering golf in Australia for a long, long time. He's brilliant at it. Along with Miles Fitzner and Nick Dalsanto, he loves his golf. You get all the action on SEN. For other people that can't get there, how can they watch it?
Yeah, they can watch on Channel 7. So it's going to be broadcast nationally on 7 on the main channel Friday through to Sunday. So, it's an incredible broadcast, and the technology they've gotten is second to none. Definitely encourage you to jump on to watch or listen on SEN, as you said, if you can't get here.
Nick, when you had completed the first Uplive It in Adelaide and it becomes the world's greatest golfing event, what did you think we can do better this year? What was key of mind there?
Oh, good question, Roach. I mean, when you're doing something for the first time, you don't really know what you're stepping into. And I think the way that we've been able to prepare from a build perspective has just been better. We've worked with a really great supply chain here in SA, which has got a really good event infrastructure. I think just the community, when you've worked with someone for a longer time, you know what to expect. And we've worked with the Live Golf team out of the US and UK for, this is the second year now, so it's just a little bit smoother. And I think when fans get here, they'll experience what is a truly unique event. A massive fan village, incredible infrastructure. We've got Fisher back on the Saturday night, Tones and I Friday, and flight facility Sunday. So some really like big quality acts. And I think, we, as I said, know what to expect. So we're focusing on making it a full entertainment offering for everyone.
It is unique. It's a golf tournament and a rock festival all in one. And not only that, it's an individual tournament and a team tournament. For those that aren't aware, just take us through that.
Yeah, so there's 13 teams. There were 12 last year. So the team format's pretty unique. It effectively you know, you've got an individual championship, but the guys compete for the team, you know, purse just as much, really. And, you know, at each day, they'll take the three best scores for the team. And then on the final day, the third day, everyone's score will count. So, yeah, that's the way they work it, which means that, you know, right out, unlike a traditional golf tournament where there's cuts, there's no cuts. And on that final day, everyone is competing to count towards their team score.
And I love the Aussie's name. Do you know what it is, Roach?
Tell me.
The Aussie Rippers.
Ah.
That's Australian, isn't it?
Good,
hey, we got some big names. Just throw a few out there. John Rahm will be here.
Rahm will be here for the first time. Yep. Lucas Herbert will be representing River GC for the first time from an Aussie perspective. But, you know, Wacko Neiman is the guy who's currently in front. Taylor Gooch is back. I think we've mentioned Phil Mickelson potentially at this stage. Brooks Koepka, reigning US Open champion. Cameron Smith, of course, will be the headline Aussie. So, I mean, Sergio Garcia, I think there's about, I mean, Bubba Watson. Bubba Watson's going to be at the Port game, hitting from the sideline on Friday night, I believe.
Really? Okay.
A raft of stars you know, that we just haven't traditionally, in recent times, haven't been able to get them to come to Australia. So it's just a great opportunity for Australian golf fans to see the best players in the world.
We have golfing royalty here. Sergio Garcia, that made me smile. Last one, Nick, we know how busy you are. Just explain the watering hole, the 12th hole, where supporters and spectators and players alike are allowed to throw beer over themselves.
Well, we don't encourage that openly, Kim, but there is a chance that will happen. It's the epicenter of the course, really. It's a party, and you know, players will come off the 11th hole, walk through the LED tunnel, and walk out to a song of their choice with LED, you know, going around the perimeter a bit like a footy game. So it's a great opportunity to experience golf but louder, which is what Live Golf is all about.
Yeah, I should explain. That's if there's a hole in one. It's uncontrollable, Roach. Hey, we can't wait. It gets underway Friday. It's a shotgun start at 11:15 at the Grange Golf Course. There's concerts after every day. It's going to be absolutely magnificent. Get on to Live Golf if you want to go down there and experience it live. Appreciate your time, Nick, and wish you all the best.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
There he is, Nick Haslam, doing a wonderful job. Very approachable. It's a huge event. It's a great get for Adelaide. And
enormous.
Yeah, everyone.
Imagine the international coverage of it as well.
Huge, Roach. Voted the best tournament in the world here in little old Adelaide. We've got to stop saying that, don't we?
Must. All right. A bit like your hate of City of Churches.
City of Churches. But we are little, but we do it well.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I don't like the word hate. I dislike immensely, though. Someone did it again yesterday and the day before in the football coverage. Well, the City of Churches. It's ridiculous, Roach.
The Aussie Rippers. What a ripper.
Yeah, it's a good name, isn't it? There's a few others. South Africans are called the Stingers. John Rahm's team's Legion 13. Not sure the origins there. We're going to take a break. Roach, on the other side, there's lots happening here in Adelaide. The racing industry is going gangbusters. We'll be chatting with Racing SA CEO Vaughan Lynch about some big races coming up over the next few weeks.